Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jim Schreier back on the show. Jim is a management consultant specializing in leadership and helping people put their best foot forward. Like people just like you, CEOs just like you, put their best foot forward. He's the director of training for Joel Barker Strategic Exploration Tools. You know our good buddy Joel Barker. He's an amazing guy, and as Jim knows very well, And Jim is our good friend. He's here to talk to us about something really important. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Welcome. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. So, I was telling the audience about some of your ideas on why it's hard to get a job these days. And I was just talking about all the people who dropped out, who middle-aged folks, 40s, late 40s, 50s, who knows how old, they basically just kind of dropped off the radar in the period I call the lost decade, from say 07 to 16, and it was a lost decade on many out here on Main Street for small businesses, but it was also a lost decade for probably millions of American workers. And now with the hiring going back on and wages going up, some people are coming out of the woodwork. So it's not only young people looking for jobs, is it?
No, it's not. It's all those people that are back on the job market. Plus, whenever you have an economy that's going the way the economy is going right now with so many jobs, what you have is people that have been in jobs and working in the positions for the last several years. They're more willing now to be looking. So you've got a ripple effect of multiple different sources of creating more and more people out there competing for jobs. Because
everybody's willing to do
something now.
Yeah, and I was talking, as I talked to the audience earlier before you got here, I said that this is a conversation for those who are looking for jobs, but also for those who are hiring, who are looking for quality employees. You know, we need to make sure we put up enough challenges to make our filter strong enough that we get the right people, but not so strong that we push off people that could become a good fit for us. And so what's the first thing you think is the reason why people are having a hard time getting a job?
Well, I think the biggest reason that people are having a hard time getting a job is it's their self-perception, and it's based on the fact that employers right now have got huge populations of people to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
So when they post a job, they're going to get hundreds, if not multiple hundreds, of applications. So it's a hiring market right now from a company standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get lots of people looking. So from the job seeker standpoint, you're now one of 100. You're now one of 1,000. And you're being screened by software in many cases. There's a lot of new AI type stuff that's being applied by big companies. So there's lots of things that can happen with that because this is a reality. It sounds negative, but I don't mean it that way. You're a small fish in a big pond trying to make yourself known to an employer.
That's a difficult task. Let me throw out a scenario. You tell me you're in this world mm-hmm. more than I am. In the banking industry for the last 20 years or so, they've had something called credit scoring, and the big banks do it as a matter of practice. The small banks use it as a tool, as one of their data points, community banks. But big banks do this every time, and this is where they put in certain things: what's your age, what's your location, what's your income, what's your credit score. If you're a business, what's the equity in your home? How much are you borrowing? What are you borrowing it for? And all those data points kick out a score that's their own algorithms. They won't tell anybody how they do it, but it'll kick out a score. And if you're a tenth of a point below the score that they want this week, you don't get the loan. And I wonder, are those kinds of is it getting hired in some of these big companies? Is it like that? Did the final five or six candidates get kicked out like that?
Absolutely, because they're scoring applications or they're scoring resumes, and that's where some of this AI is coming in. So they're saying, okay, so the company says, okay, we're looking for somebody with X number of years experience, X kind of education, X kind of an industry score that they've worked in. So they're scoring applications. And that sounds like it's a good idea. The trouble is that it actually, first of all, it tends to eliminate some highly qualified people who can really do the job.
Right.
Much better because they have different experiences that aren't being caught by those scores.
Right.
And it also focuses too much on what the applicants have, not what they can do. Because having a degree, having X number of years of experience, doesn't really tell me what you can do. It tells me what you have.
Well, another thing is the, you know, I remember when I was a young pup, I know I've gotten jobs before when I wasn't as qualified as I needed to be, but I was able to impress them with my energy and the fact that I knew how to work. You know what I mean? I was able to push it over the line.
Absolutely.
With my sterling personality, my genius brain, you know, how wonderful I was, you know, all that stuff, Jim. I was able to push myself over the line with all that wonderful stuff. But if you never get a chance for them to see your face, and so consequently, I love your word here, expectation. You need to realize what expectation, the first look, the first impression of the expectations of a potential employer is not going to be your nose. It's going to be what you've got on a piece of paper, what you filled out in a form. And if you don't understand how that works, then you're going to be in trouble.
That's correct.
Yeah. And so you mentioned the AI. That's another area. That's all part of being as we talked about some of the things we just talked about. The machine, the equipment, is the algorithms are ruling those people out. So when we come back, Jim, we're going to talk about a couple of other things, folks. Jim's got about a dozen of these things that he's talking about. Is this on your website, Jim?
No, it's not. But I can put it is posted on one of my other places. Yeah, I can make sure you can find a link to
it. Where would that be? Give us a website where it might be.
Farcliffs, FARCLIFFS.com.
Farcliffs.com. Folks, check it out. 10 reasons why you might not be able to get a job today. And we're going to talk about a few more of them after the break. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassie again. Jim Schreier is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.